Thank you.
In the lobby of Charlottesville's Paramount Theater, Olivia B. stands at the head of a long line of admirers, signing books and posing with fans. She's petite and perky, with a ponytail of brown curls tied above her head and a delicate gold ring piercing the right side of her nose. The 22-year-old could be a movie star or a musician, fully comfortable with her fame. In fact, she's a photographer and an artist who's been working since childhood.
For years, I sculpted with a bunch of clay. I drew and painted. I made music. I sewed. I worked on a loom. I made miniatures and many dollhouses made out of shoeboxes.
She told more than 1,000 people at the Look 3 Festival that her parents were an inspiration. Her father is a musician, her mother an amateur photographer. At the age of 11, Olivia Bowles, as she was known in middle school, became a photographer herself through a happy accident.
I had always wanted to make movies, so I signed up for video production. But I was not given video production, I was given photography. And I was really, really bad at it.
But she loved it and got better, documenting much of her life in Portland, Oregon, with a camera. By 14, she had a large following on Facebook and Flickr. Family and friends were frequent subjects.
I think it was probably annoying at first, but it just became an extension of my body. People didn't really notice after a while. I'm pretty good at just being a fly on the wall.
And nothing was sacred. She claims to have snapped pictures moments after losing her virginity.
I was like, hey, I know we just had sex, but this is important to me. That just felt like that's part of my story. A photo of people sneaking out of the window during high school, that was part of my story. Drinking and doing drugs for the first time, that was my story. Adventuring for the first time on their own, this was all part of my story.
And her story is, it appears, the ideal of many Americans. At the New City Arts Gallery, where Bee's photos were shown, we spoke with Rachel Dennis, photographer Sam Krish, and Michelle Sons.
This is the kind of childhood or adolescence you wish you had.
I really like how loose the work is, how dreamy it is, and how it really feels like it is a group of high school kids keeping a scrapbook, but in a very creative way.
Love the romance of it. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, so I can kind of, you know, relate to it on that level.
Sons and Krish, both professional photographers from Roanoke, did not criticize Bee's technical imperfections. Blurred images, subjects out of focus, lighting not quite right.
I use blur movement in my own work to try and convey certain feelings, so I don't see it as a negative in any way in her work.
I think technical perfection's overrated. And matter of fact, when I teach my iPhone class, what people start to learn is we can take our photographs and ruin them like grandma used to. So we actually like it not to be technically proficient, but to be expressive.
The intense colors she manipulates on her computer, the soft focus and grainy texture also caught the eye of the shoe company Converse, and its advertising agency reached out to 14-year-old Olivia, inviting her to a photo shoot. She assumed it was some kind of joke and ignored the email. Another message arrived. She deleted it. Then came an email with a Converse address.
And they were like, what's the deal? We've been sending you a bunch of emails. Like, we'd love to shoot with you. Like, we're going to be in Portland these dates. We're shooting with this other photographer. Would you like to come and shoot a day too? And I was like, oh my God. And so I showed my parents. They were like, Olivia, why haven't you been responding to this? This is like a real thing.
So she accepted the offer.
I went on set. I shot. I got paid. And I realized I could do that. I didn't really have a problem directing the models. I knew what I wanted. I could have an idea in my head and execute it.
She got an agent and soon was shooting for Nike and Adidas, for the French fashion house Hermès, and the New York Times magazine. In 2010, she spoke to a design conference explaining her goals, which appealed mightily to Madison Avenue.
I'm always snapping, trying to freeze that perfect laughter, the constant lingering of adolescent loneliness. And the beauty in this age. It's all in those negatives in the produce box on my bookshelf. It's 75% of my hard drive, and it's my entire life.
And then, showing her charming, youthful side, she whipped out her camera.
And I want to close with taking in this memory, so I'm going to take a picture of all you guys. Okay, can everybody stand up? And now can you turn to your neighbor and give them a good old hug? Can everybody raise their hands over their head? Sweet. Thank you, everybody.
Today, Bee has apartments in New York and L.A. The executive director of Look 3 hailed her as a leader of photography's next generation. She's just released a book called Kids in Love, and she's considering a transition to making movies. I'm Sandy Houseman.